The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
And you are live.
Tom Mitchell, I'm Scott Hillen, and this is What's on Your Mind for the full hour. Congressman Kevin Cramer and the Talk Radio Town Hall will get us rolling today on the program, which means Congressman Kevin Cramer, the lone United States House representative from the great state of North Dakota, is here to answer your questions. And you might have gotten a little rusty since we've had a two-week hiatus from the Talk Radio Town Hall just because of scheduling conflicts. So I'll just give you the quick Talk Radio Town Hall 101 here on very simple. Congressman Cramer is here to answer questions on, particular questions on legislation or concerns that you have, or really there's nothing in the way of a comment or a topic that is not worthy of an opportunity to chat one-on-one with your member of Congress. But very often things come up on this program that are not in the newspapers, on the evening newscast, or anything you've heard about that are concerns that come to Congressman Cramer, and he gets a chance to dig into them. Other times, folks want to weigh in on a particular issue. Obviously, we have the dynamic this week of a visit by the President of the United States on Friday, and sounds like there's going to be very limited access for the general public to be anywhere near President Obama. We're trying to get to the bottom of that particular process so we can find out how many and, the process to get tickets, but suffice it to say, we know enough to know that the amount of North Dakotans that are going to interact with the president will be very limited. Congressman Cramer will be one of those, however, and so if you have something in an issue you'd like him to raise, now's the perfect time to share it with us and let him know. So here's how you join, 800-228-0550, the toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. And if you'd like to email your comment, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. That's studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can also go to Facebook and add your question there, and we'll ask it there as well. Here's a call that came in during the break. Got a comment on one of the commission races, as well as a comment for Congressman Cramer. We're waiting for him to link in here, so we'll play this while we're waiting and take your calls.
Maybe the changing city commission has more to do with the end run around the what the voters had said on the Civic Center item, and also the fact that the city of Bismarck is running around doing drive-by assessments on everybody's property, raising property tax. And while Obama's here, maybe Cramer could give him a copy of the Constitution with the 1st, 2nd, 4th, and 10th Amendments highlighted. That would be great. Have a good day.
You know, that'd make news, wouldn't it? Yeah. So, our first suggestion for Congressman Cramer's interaction with President Obama, a copy of the Constitution. And let me make a note here. What amendments did he want highlighted?
That would be great. Have a good day.
All right. I didn't back it up far enough.
Give him a copy of the Constitution with the 1st, 2nd, 4th, and 10th Amendments highlighted. That would be great. Have a good day.
All right. 1st, 2nd, 4th, and 10th. Got it. We're on it, and we'll add it to the list. Appreciate the call and also your election analysis as well. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here for another Talk Radio Town Hall. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, Scott.
We had our first suggestion for you in your interaction with President Obama Friday.
Oh, no.
In Cannonball, North Dakota. And
yes.
Someone suggested that you give the president a copy of the Constitution. And they were hoping also you would highlight the 1st, 2nd, 4th, and 10th Amendment.
Those are big. That's a good idea. I like that idea. Although something tells me that President Obama is not ignorant of the Constitution. He just has chosen to, use it wherever it's convenient and avoid it the other places.
Might prompt an interesting discussion and get your interaction in the Washington Post, too. I don't know.
Yeah, well, you very likely might, yeah.
Anyway,
suggestion. I like that.
Do you know any more about the visit seen an AP report that suggests that the availability for North Dakotans to participate is going to be very limited, and a ticket process. Don't have actual numbers yet, but what do you know about the visit?
Yeah, it's interesting. I've seen the same reports. In fact, it sounds like the access by members of the Standing Rock tribe will be quite limited. And that's, I hope it's more generous than it sounds or reads. I mean, certainly, you know, the people I'm the most happy for are the citizens at Standing Rock. And so I hope as many of them as absolutely possibly want to, can get access to the event. I don't know very much about it at all, Scott. We have been told now for a couple of days that the official invitations to the members of Congress and logistics and whatnot will be coming today, Wednesday today. I've not seen that yet, but I would expect to, of course, sometime this afternoon.
That's a lot, isn't it, when you have an event that's 2 days away?
Well, I suppose, and yet what I suspect is that some things are unknown, and it's probably just as well that they have everything, you know, all the facts in place before they give us information so they don't have to correct it every hour. So I cut them some slack there. We know the day, and, of course, we're prudent enough to make sure that the day is reserved.
You had previously invited President Obama to come to North Dakota and extended an invitation. Obviously, he didn't necessarily take that up at the time, but he is coming, and that I've said is good news. A lot of our listeners don't think it's good news because they're not fans of this president or his policies. But what's your reaction to it?
Well, I think it's great he's coming. Actually, I'm pleased he did. You know, as you know, he declined my invitation. As you said, he declined it almost within hours of receiving it, and that's fine. I appreciate the prompt response. Of course, I was inviting him to come out and take a look at North Dakota and see our success and perhaps glean some ideas as to how a less intrusive government and how a more jobs-friendly regulatory and tax climate can create wealth and create opportunities, entrepreneurial opportunities, and lots of good-paying jobs. And so I'm still hopeful that when he's here, he'll pursue some of that and listen and hear how we've been able to do it. So this is just I guess I sort of accept this as a modified acceptance of the invitation, and I expect the hospitality at Standing Rock and at Cannonball to be spectacular as it would be anywhere in North Dakota.
Obviously, the president's coming with an agenda to roll out some initiatives for Native Americans.
Sure.
Is there any hope you hold out to address some of the other issues you'd hope to tackle with him while he's here?
Well, sure. I, not knowing how much time we'll have specifically with him, I don't know how you could come to North Dakota, frankly, and avoid the topic of economic prosperity and jobs creation. I mean, the whole world is talking about North Dakota. I noticed this week that yet another rating came out that illustrated North Dakota as the least stressful state. It's amazing what good work will do for your mental health as well as your happiness and your economic well-being. But, so I think it's pretty difficult for him to come to North Dakota and not be somewhat influenced by the discussion. I mean, let's face it, some of what he's coming for, as you said, he has an agenda that he's going to roll out, and I think Standing Rock's a fantastic place for a president to roll out, an agenda specific for Native Americans. It's a great backdrop. But it's, as we know, our reservations have some tremendous challenges as well. And I think the juxtaposition of economic prosperity and economic opportunity and jobs creation, jobs opportunity, with a population base that has a higher unemployment rate than others, and some of the challenges, whether it's workforce, entrepreneurial opportunities, housing, private property rights, some of those things, it's probably, in many respects, it's a very good positioning in terms of the issues of the day, and perhaps we can use it to our advantage to present opportunity.
John, listening in Western North Dakota, question for Congressman Kramer, our first one in the Talk Radio Town Hall. 800-228-0550 to add yours to it. Go ahead, John, with your question.
Hi. You're in the know. You're an insider. Where is the president flying to when he leaves Bismarck Friday afternoon?
Oh, yeah.
I got a comment there.
Sure, good question. I don't know, John, where he's coming from. and I don't know where he's going to. So I'm not as in the know as you might think.
I
don't know what somebody sent us a note, John, that said he was going to California and was going to be here for a short time.
Yeah,
I've not seen the schedule, but
listen, I gotta say this. Since this is the last week, I've been thinking, is this a pit stop on his way to California, Hollywood? And I label it as raising Hollywood slime money. Now, all parties have done it, other presidents, but
sure.
This to me is a slap in the face to the Native Americans, and I know several.
Sure.
If he's running there to Hollywood, and maybe even Frisco, the big billionaire there, by the way, you know, and I don't care, I could care less about this pipeline, but the Obama boys are getting money from Tom. I just saw the story in the Economist magazine in Frisco, and he's the big push against this pipeline out here. But to me, this is a real slap in the face if that's...
All right, we're going to give Congressman Kramer a chance to respond to that when we come back, John. Thanks. Jason and Alexander is next up, and others waiting for Congressman Kevin Kramer. Give us a call.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Loading and unloading grain is safer and more efficient than ever with the Roll-Tec electric conversion system from AgriCover, featuring the new Command 10 remote with next-generation Zigbee technology. It's smart and easy to use, keeping you in control. This completely integrated system uses the same remote to wirelessly operate tarps and hoppers. Over time, the Roll-Tec electric conversion will pay for itself. Why? It reduces driver fatigue. It's lighter by design, and it saves time, allowing more trips per day. So schedule your install today by calling Dickinson Truck Equipment, 701-483-4369. Nelson Ripplinger Sales in Minot at 701-721-1252. Burt's Truck Equipment, East Grand Forks at 218-773-1194. Yankton Canvas in Jamestown at 701-252-6927. Or find a dealer near you. Go online to RollTechElectric.com. RollTechElectric.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
Custom Bakken Chemistry, the latest sprayer technology, the best undercarriage wash in North Dakota, and two inside bays. You'll find it all 24/7 at the North Dakota Truck Wash. What do truckers say about you, Megan? Why do they love the North Dakota Truck Wash so much?
We definitely are conveniently located behind Senex and Stanley, and we can guarantee short wait times, and we just have the chemistry down so then we can clean the truck efficiently.
South of the Pinnacle Senex on the truck bypass Stanley. Call them at 701-628-1550.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233. For the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
From Mandan, and I just wanted to thank Congressman Kramer for attending our event Sunday at the Mandan Airport. We appreciate all his good comments and all the work he does for us. That's all. Thank you, buddy.
Congressman Kevin Kramer is here for the Talk Radio Tunnel. All your questions or comments are welcome at 800-228-0550. So your busy schedule took you to the Mandan Airport over the weekend, huh?
No, I've got to be honest here about this. Senator Heitkamp and I went out to Mandan to celebrate that they became the ninth airport to have an all-concrete runway, a general aviation airport. Of course, our major airports do it. And it's, by the way, a fantastic airport, spectacular airport. You can only imagine the stress from general aviation coming on Mandan with the overwhelming sort of traffic now coming into Bismarck with commercial airlines and whatnot. So it's a very important airport. But I have to confess it, they were serving pancakes and sausage and eggs. So it's not like it was purely pure motives that brought me.
Wasn't tough duty. Okay.
Abel even went with it. It was really fun. It was great. Great day.
To respond to John before the break, Mount Western, North Dakota, should we take this as an insult because it's a pit stop?
No, I don't think so, Scott. I mean, presidents don't come to North Dakota very often. They come to Indian country even less often. And so, I certainly don't take it as an insult or a slap in the face. And I certainly hope the folks at Standing Rock don't, and I'm quite confident they don't, that they see it as a real honor. And sure, we're largely flyover country. So this time it's they're landing on their way beyond North Dakota. I think it's we shouldn't be overly insulted certainly by it at all and honored by the fact that he's coming to North Dakota and specifically to Standing Rock.
All right, let's go to Jason and Alexander for Congressman Kevin Cramer. You're next on the Talk Radio Town Hall. Go ahead, Jason.
Yeah, Congressman Cramer, I just had a question. I wanted to get your take on what you thought of the primary election out there in Virginia with Eric Cantor losing his bid to go back to Congress. And I guess my take on it is, and I'd like to hear your comments on it, but I think Americans are getting fed up with the establishment in Washington. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by that is I think people think that this country is going in the wrong direction. They're losing ground. Representatives do not listen to their needs and what they want.
Sure.
And this, I think, is evidence of, people are, this is their last chance, they feel, is to get somebody more conservative in there that'll listen to what the Americans want. And we do not want to go down this road that this administration is taking. So if that means getting rid of their current leadership, then people will start to do that. I mean, short of Mark Levin's idea, as outlined in his Liberty Amendment, I think this is people's last chance.
Sure.
And I'd like to get your comment.
Sure. No, Jason, I think, thank you for the call. And I think, Scott, Jason expresses how a lot of people are feeling a lot of their frustration. The thing I would say is that while Eric Cantor is the majority leader of the House of Representatives, the second most powerful Republican in America right now, or at least he was until last night, and he still is the majority leader. Let's remember, 36,000 Virginians in and around Richmond aren't America. They're very specific to that congressional district. Remembering too that a whole bunch of incumbents have already won their primaries around the country, might be considered quote establishment, including, by the way, Lindsey Graham from South Carolina last night beat six challengers, and Lindsey Graham was the author of the amnesty bill in the Senate, or one of the co-authors of the amnesty bill in the Senate. And you had, Mitch McConnell was challenged by an opponent in his primary, the House or Senate Republican leader. He quite handily is successful there. So I don't want to read too much into it about the country. That said, I think Jason's frustration is exactly right. It's I hear it from a lot of people. And if anything, I don't know how in touch Eric stayed with his constituency. Obviously, his responsibilities as majority leader took him away from that a lot. That might have been certainly a part of it. I think, again, what Jason's talking about is certainly a part of it as well. But I would just want to remind everybody that if your frustration is with the direction the country is going and with this administration, getting rid of Eric Cantor and replacing him with somebody else isn't going to change that. But the only thing that's going to change that is electing more people that can stand up to the administration, because for, you know, ever since I got here, Eric Cantor was considered the Tea Party leader in the leadership. He was the conservative one. You know, he was the one that looked out for, for the right, if you will. And all of a sudden, he's the one that gets replaced. Kevin McCarthy, the next in line, doesn't even have an opponent in California.
Now, there's been some talk that his views on immigration were the reason.
I think there's probably some truth to that, Scott. And I think that, you know, I know Eric very well. And first of all, I'm personally very sad about it. Chris and I know Eric and Diana. We went to Israel with them. We've spent a lot of time with them. Eric's been very good to me. He's a very savvy, smart guy. And so we're personally saddened by the loss. But you're right in that, and I think this is somewhat justified. He has been a champion to his own political demise, and he took a lot of heat from the conference on this. He's been a champion of this Dreamer Act that's really aimed at, it's a very compassionate, if you will, view of how we ought to deal with, you know, the children of illegal aliens. And Dan, that one position may very well be the thing that did him in.
Dave and Bismarck for Congressman Kramer, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hi, Congressman Kramer. How you doing?
Dave. Well,
yeah, I'll tell you, the EPA, I'm extremely concerned about the EPA, and I've written a letter to you and Hovind and Heitkamp a month ago about what they're doing with trying to take over water puddles and dugouts and then getting out there and trying to force our electric power plants to abide with all these new fanatical solutions to a problem that doesn't exist, such as our clean air. We have very clean air here in North Dakota. And, you know, if they raise our electric rates, then that's, of course, going to affect everything that we buy. People are just going to come unglued. And I'll tell you, you're going to have normal law-abiding citizens that are going to take up arms on this stuff, because how much more can we afford to pay?
Yeah.
You know, the EPA has screwed up our diesel fuel. I burn 25% to 30% more diesel fuel when I plant, and I gotta burn urine in my tractor to plant, to like make it run. I mean, it's horrible. There's just, how much more can we take?
Well, we can't take very much more. In fact, as we speak, and I'm on this show right now, there is a hearing going on in the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee of the House with EPA and Corps of Engineers officials specifically on this Waters of the U.S. issue that you're talking about. That is to take over the jurisdiction of puddles. And one of the questions that was asked of the head of I forget if it was the EPA or if it was the head of the Army Corps of Engineers, was asked, please define what you mean by, quote, significance, the word significant, which is in the rule relating to water and navigable waters and water that could become navigable. And she read the definition in the actual rule. And when you hear her read it, you become more concerned, not less concerned, about what they mean. They actually use the word significant in defining significant, which of course means they're giving themselves all of the flexibility to decide what. And so if you
hold tight, if you would, Congressman Kramer, yeah. More of your answer, Dave, on the other side of the break. Stay tuned.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Don't complain. complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
The hour, two more segments to go. We're going to get to as many as we can, so we'll ask your questions to be as succinct as possible so we can get you in. Got a full bank of calls here, and Bob Westhope, Jerry Williston, Troy Watford City, Greg Stanley, Larry Fargo, some off-air callers as well. For the caller previous to the break, yep. Specifically,
so waters of the U.S. We're fighting hard. We've got legislation. I've written several letters. We're all opposed to it. Of course, this is an administrative overreach, like so many of them are, where they want to take all of the water from the raindrop to the ocean and take jurisdiction of it, so that they can tell you what you can do with your own land. And we're going to have to fight it as long as we can. The rule will no doubt still come out because that's the way this administration does it. Well, there'll have to be lawsuits against them. But one of the things we have to remember is suing the federal government got much tougher when Harry Reid pulled the nuclear option and got all the Democrats in the Senate to support it, so that they could put very liberal judges on the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, so they can uphold all of these crazy rules when they get sued. With regard to greenhouse gas emissions, I'm on the Science, Space, and Technology Committee, and we've had a hearing on this, and let me just give you a sense of what this is going to do. This 30% reduction, required reduction, and while they're giving the states a lot more leeway on the plans and how to implement it, the 30% reduction in CO2 on power plants, if the United States of America ceased to exist right now, Scott, it ceased to exist. In other words, no more CO2 of any type. That means power plants. That means manufacturing facilities. That means flagellating cattle. That means human beings that breathe. No USA. If they ceased to exist today, by the year 2050, according to scientists now that they all trust and love, it would lower the global temperature 0.08 degrees by 2050. And we're going to unilaterally disarm our economy for a 30% reduction that would be unmeasurable in terms of its impact on climate change, if in fact, you even believe that that human activity is creating climate change. So we've got to continue to fight it. And like I said, it's going to be harder and harder until we elect a few more people with the right philosophies.
All right, let's go up to Westhope. Bob, your question for Congressman Kramer.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Bob.
I was just as off on a little trip, and I would like to see you when the president is back in North Dakota here. He should get on the Amtrak train from Williston and ride it down to St. Paul, Minnesota, Minneapolis, and then return the trip, the same thing back. It'd take 4 days to
do. Yeah, I was going to say, do you want to make the trip with him, Bob?
I just come off of that. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's nice to ride the train like that, but when you sit there between two hills and nothing to see in the dark, and you're sitting there for over 2 hours waiting for three freight trains.
Yeah. Well, hopefully they're fixing all that. That's the plan. And I thought Amtrak had suspended travel in that stretch here for a while now.
They take a shorter route. They go through Karlsruhe down through Harvey, and that way, instead of Minneapolis, they bus them around. I mean, from Grand Forks over.
Yeah, right.
They bus them around. But I'll tell you, if he did take that train trip, I think he'd sign that Keystone Pipeline.
Yeah, good plan. Hurry. Yeah, that, and let's get some other pipelines going as well.
Right.
Thanks.
So, if you could pull that off, Congressman Kramer, along with the copy of the Constitution, I think the trip will be a success.
There you go.
Yeah. All right, Greg and Stanley, you're next for Congressman Kevin Kramer. Go ahead.
Yes, Congressman. Pleasure.
Hi, Greg.
Honored to speak with you. But I was going to ask you. You as a senator in every state, aren't they capable of simply annulling the federal EPA?
We are not. I mean, I wish it was as simple as that. First of all, I'm not a state official. Obviously, I'm a federal official. But whether or not a state could actually kick the EPA out, if you will, or just decide they're not going to be subject to them. I will tell you this. I do find it somewhat interesting, and this Waters of the USA issue is one where maybe it gets tested. What I do find interesting is that, as I was listening to the testimony today, for example, if the Corps of Engineers comes on your land and says, excuse me, sir, but that ditch that you've been mowing all these years that your grandfather put in, that you're now wanting to fill in with, some structure, that violates the Clean Water Act because of the Waters of the USA rule, and we're now going to take jurisdiction of that. I guess what I don't understand sometimes is why do we even allow them to do that as a state or as a county or as an individual landowner? I mean, unless they come on there with a warrant or the sheriff, I think the law should be on our side. We would say, listen, buddy, you're trespassing on my land, Mr. Bureaucrat. Take a hike until you come back here with some status that allows you to tell me I'm doing something wrong on my own land. So I think in some respects, Greg, we're probably a little bit too passive, but states can't simply exempt themselves from federal law.
Jerry Williston, next for Congressman Kevin Kramer at 800-228-0550, toll-free telephone number. Locally, 701-258-0550. Jerry, go.
Kevin, what I'd like to talk to you about, and I had brought this up maybe a couple of months ago, about that there's two separate levels of care in the VA system.
Yes.
One that gets really great care, and the others that don't get nearly as great care.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if you could look into that. And I know at one time it was all one level of care. And then a few months back, Congress passed a law.
That's right.
Changing it. And yeah. I guess to me, it just doesn't seem fair that some get really great care and others get really poor care. And maybe the Congress could look into this and see why that is.
Sure.
Maybe they can change the law.
Yeah, look into that. But we actually just passed a bill either yesterday or the day before. I'm losing track. I guess it was yesterday. H.R. 4810, the Veterans Access to Care Act. And what's interesting about this, Scott, is the House of Representatives, since I've gotten here, has passed five bills to deal with the backlog and the quality of care at the VA. People think that this scandal just broke. We've been trying to deal with it for a long time with almost no support from Democrats, and Harry Reid wouldn't take up a single bill that we enacted. Now all of a sudden he's taking all of our bills and it's becoming part of the grand compromise over in the Senate. It's amazing what a big news story will do for you. But we actually passed the Veteran Access to Care Act unanimously in the House of Representatives yesterday, and it was a roll call vote. Not a single person voted against it. And what it does is it basically directs the Secretary of the VA to provide care to veterans in non-VA facilities. So it enters contracts with the non-VA hospitals for veterans that waited too long, you know, way longer than the wait time is allows. They've been notified that an appointment won't be available within the wait time goal. And then probably the most important to North Dakota, and I was one of the original sponsors of this bill, co-sponsors of this bill. If you live more than 40 miles from a VA medical facility, you can go and receive your care from a non-VA facility. And that's huge in a rural state like North Dakota. Now, why we couldn't get Democrats to go along with this before? By the way, the VA secretaries always had the authority to allow this. The reason they never exercise it is because the public employees unions around the country don't allow them to. They've built this bureaucracy where they protect themselves with their single-payer healthcare system. And so, that, you know, Jerry's right on point. This is why you get varying degrees of care, because there's nobody driving, no natural force driving to higher quality. But we passed it unanimously just yesterday.
A couple other comments on the VA that came in and off-air calls I want to play that sure. You know, might dovetail to this question from Jerry.
Morning. Ed from Minot here. Message for Congressman Kramer. I'm sure I'm not the only one that thinks this way, but for the veterans, why can't they have just like a credit card like you do for Blue Cross or Blue Shield anyway, and go when you need some help or services and go any place you want to go? That would be the best thing for everybody. That would be way cheaper than having two medical facilities, you know, private.
All right, that's Ed and Minot, and here's one other.
Yeah, I just wanted to leave a comment for the House of Representatives guy there. I forget his name. Anyway, Kramer. I'll just disregard this. I'll call back.
All right. Sorry. I thought that was a question for you. Did you? Yeah, I'm sorry. He did call back. I just played the wrong one. Here's his question here for you. Sorry.
Yeah, I had a comment for Congressman Kramer, whether or not if these VA people that get caught in that scam or whatever, even if they've had one that they wrote bad, I think they should be charged, because I'm sure they got their bonuses, so they should have to give them back too. So just a comment. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, so
two issues there.
First, Ed is right on. I think the idea of a you know, a card, you know, red, white, and blue card that says you're a veteran and your health care can be, you know, received anywhere and you shop, that'll make the VA better and make everybody else better. And that's just only common sense as far as I'm concerned. But there is still a strong affection that many veterans have for their own VA. So that could remain in the mix. With regard to the second point, again, this is part of the problem. Not one person has been fired over the VA scandal. Over all the years of the backlogs of days and months and weeks and years, and not one person's ever been fired. And again, remember, a lot of this has to do with, specifically with the inability to fire people. That was one of the bills that we passed several weeks ago was, that would make it easier to relieve, especially administrators, of their duties. And this is one of the areas that's got the Senate somewhat hung up because, of course, Harry Reid wants to protect public employees. Competent, incompetent, scandalous, defrauding, criminal, whatever, he wants to protect them all. We did learn, however, maybe you knew this, Scott, or had picked this up somewhere else, but we did learn yesterday from the committee that 69 of the VA facilities around the country have invited criminal investigators in to investigate. So it's pretty serious, even by administration officials at this point in their admission. So 69 have invited criminal investigators.
Wow. Troy, Watford City for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead, Troy.
Yes. My concern is that, and I'm sorry I'm not as eloquent as I'd like to be, is it seems to be that you have when the public speaks in the way of a voting is somehow saying that they're inferring, at least, that they are wrong in the decisions they're making. I understand we want more representatives, as many as possible, but it feels like then when the voters say, hey, you know, you're a Republican, yes, but we want you more of this type of Republican, that the answer is no, you really don't understand, or you don't really understand everything that we're doing here.
I guess I'm not. I have to ask for more clarification. What you mean like with Eric Cantor, you mean losing?
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
Sure, I do think that's exactly right. I think that is part of the frustration that led to his demise, is that they felt like he wasn't listening to their specific needs or their specific views as closely. And I think some of that is somewhat natural when you get into leadership. And
thanks, Troy. We're up against the break. We'll let Kevin finish on the other side. Stay tuned.
Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
The checkoff is putting its weight behind a new kind of soybean oil that will win back lost demand in the food market. New high oleic soybean varieties are expected to help secure and expand U.S. soybean oil demand and increase U.S. soybean farmers' profitability. High oleic oil does not contain trans fat and therefore is better for food, biodiesel, lubricants, and cosmetics. Customers are looking for a widely adapted soybean oil that works well for their applications. As an industry, we can offer them a solution with high oleic. The goal is to have 18 million acres of high oleic soybeans planted by 2023. If this goal is achieved, the value of soybeans is expected to increase by 66 cents per bushel for all U.S. soybean farmers.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Remember when animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers who raise animals for food in our great state? There was one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, that decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices. And the measure passed with nearly 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress that made this country great. Learn more about all the Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your North Dakota Farm Bureau. Find out more at ndfb.org.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Congressman Kramer, welcome back to the airwaves. Appreciate your time, sir, in doing that on a weekly basis. This is Dean from Leonard, North Dakota. I'm hoping that you have an opportunity to spend a few moments with the president this weekend, and when you do, that you can express frustration with him for blocking the Keystone Pipeline and all the jobs it would create for our state, for his efforts in undermining the coal industry and all the jobs that it's going to destroy in our state, the men and women, the families that will lose their employment, our frustration with how he's using the EPA to control water, especially in regards to agriculture. A farmer's pond is no longer his purview. It's now belonging to control of the federal government in Washington, D.C. Our frustration with his culture for our life of the unborn, the most pro-abortion president in the history of the United States, here trying to defeat our laws to protect the unborn, which we courageously got through our legislature. Now he is leading the charge to have those undermined. Our constitutional amendment stating that marriage is between one man and one woman.
John obviously has a laundry list here. I'm sorry, Leonard has has a laundry list. I want to just in deference to the callers that are waiting, give you a chance to kind of quickly go through.
Okay, so I heard five issues from Dean, from Leonard, and Leonard's close to kindred. I just thought I'd say that. And I would say this to all five of them in order. Amen, 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 and amen. I'm with Dean.
All right. And do you think, obviously, what interaction you'll have with the president will be limited. So you got to choose wisely. Do you smile and let the photo op of the day, which is obviously intended to be Native American issues, play on, or do you try and inject other issues?
No, I would want to try to inject other issues as time permits, and probably starting with the energy issues, the EPA, and then the water issues. Those would be my high priorities, because the EPA overreach is devastating not only to energy but to agriculture, as well as every manufacturing and every other industry in our state, and every household in our state and in our country. So I'd probably focus there, and then and just general economic issues and how North Dakota is doing it right. While you're here, take a look at a state that has clean air, clean land, productive agriculture, and low unemployment, high personal income growth, and limited government and low taxes, that it actually can work. Freedom actually does work.
All right. You were in the middle of your answer to Troy in Watford City about Eric Cantor and the message
from
that.
Troy's frustration being that, when members don't listen, and then when they're Republican, but they're not Republican enough, or they feel like I do think that one of the things we have to be careful of is when we want to represent a representative that's represents our views. That's what the People's House is all about. And in North Dakota, of course, we're a state. It's diverse, and so there are a lot of diverse views. And a place like Richmond, Virginia, it's a little less diverse, probably. They might not see it that way, but it really is. It's much smaller geographically. So I think Troy has an important point, but I think also we have to remember at the same time, the House of Representatives is a body of 435 people. The president is one. The Senate is 100. The Supreme Court's 9. So there are varying degrees of opportunity or ability to push back against, against an administration in particular. And while a guy like Eric Cantor certainly has more influence than most, his main job is to herd, a conference of 230 members, all of whom have a better idea than the other one. And so I just don't want to oversimplify it too much, but I think Troy's point is a very good one, and I receive it well.
The most practical takeaway from the shocker last night is that probably any chance of immigration reform being voted on this session's done, isn't it?
This session, and I would say until Barack Obama is no longer president, to be honest, anything short of just a border security measure, which I think most people would welcome, anything beyond that, I think, is certainly dead for this year and maybe for the next 3 years.
All right, squeeze in one more email and get as many calls as we can in the short time we have left. Why does Mandan need an airport with a concrete runway when there's one in Bismarck a few miles away? This is why the USA is broke.
Well, because you could build two of them in Bismarck, I suppose, to meet the demands of the area. But Mandan is a very, very busy airport, and Bismarck's a very, very busy airport. And this is a direct response to the prosperity of our economy in North Dakota, and especially in Western North Dakota. There's a lot of work being done on a lot of airports in Western North Dakota because the demand is there. So airports, like highways, are basic infrastructure for moving goods and services and people from place to place, and that's very important to our economy.
All right, Ben Bismarck, quick question, please, for Congressman Kramer. Go ahead. Are you there, Ben?
Hello?
Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ben. Quick question for Congressman Kramer.
Yeah, this is Matt, not Ben. But first of all,
hey, Matt.
There is half of all congressmen in America, the first time in history, are millionaires. So I was just wondering if you're part of that.
Oh, and, Matt, I wish I was. You know what? I haven't figured out is how you can get rich being a member of Congress.
Well, that's the thing. It's, you know, it's the buyouts, the corporate buyouts. And I was, you know, wondering if you'd be willing to put a, you know, a salary cap on it, or, you know, maybe you can't take, you know, contributions from the big corporate interests.
Oh, yeah, well, that's illegal already. I mean, corporations can't contribute to members of Congress. I think what happens, Matt, is a lot of wealthy people become members of Congress. And that, you know, there's a gross disproportionate number of wealthy people that get elected to Congress. They don't generally get wealthy after they get to Congress. Now, they might have some large holdings or some big investments, and those investments continue to grow while they're here, or their businesses continue to flourish while they're here. Public service is my career, so I don't have another source of income outside of Congress.
And you're not a millionaire, to answer back to the question. All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll do it all over again next week, and you can give us a full report on how many of those issues you got in front of President Obama. Thank you, Congressman Kramer, for the time. That's a wrap for the program today, folks. God bless you, and thanks for listening.
This is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention, then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes 4 number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and 2 cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get 1 case for only $179, 2 cases for only $355, or get 3 cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number 1 in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government, or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.